Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for international efforts to tackle challenges to environmental protection. He commented while addressing the United Nations Biodiversity Summit. President Xi says the speed of species extinction is accelerated and that biodiversity loss and ecosystem degradation pose a major risk to the survival and development of mankind. The Chinese president has called on the world to make concerted efforts to deal with the challenges. China has fulfilled its obligations stipulated in the treaties concerning climate change and biodiversity in good faith, while accomplishing the 2020 goals for addressing climate change ahead of schedule. President Xi says the country will strive to see carbon dioxide emissions reach a peak before 2030 and to achieve carbon neutrality before 2060. The 15th Conference of the Parties to the Convention on Biological Diversity, or COP15, is scheduled to take place in Kunming, Yunnan Province next year. Premier Li Keqiang has called for efforts to help implement regular epidemic control measures, helping businesses get through difficulties and nurturing new economic drivers. He made the remarks when addressing a reception held in Beijing to celebrate the 71st anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. The reception was attended by party and state leaders, as well as nearly 500 guests from home and abroad. The Chinese premier has underscored consistent reforms, greater market vitality and social creativity, a better business environment, and high-level opening up. He adds that China will stay on the path of peaceful development and the country will safeguard its sovereignty, security, and development interests. China and India are holding a new meeting for consultation and coordination on border affairs. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin says the meeting is focusing on discussing the implementation of the five-point consensus reached by foreign ministers of the two countries at their meeting in Moscow. He says the two sides are also studying and solving the remaining issues on the ground to ease tensions in the border area. Seven people have been shot and wounded in an apparent drive-by shooting outside a Milwaukee funeral home on Wednesday. Mayor Tom Barrett acknowledges there is a gun problem.
Again, it's the insanity of people solving their problems with guns. It is just completely insane, and we're seeing way too much of that in this community this year.
Police are still looking for a suspect and have asked for the public's help in identifying the shooter. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he doesn't want to go back to a national lockdown, but the only way to avoid this is for people to stick to the countermeasures against the coronavirus.
We want to keep the economy moving. We want to keep young people, pupils in education. But the only way we can do that is if we all follow the guidance and depress the virus, get the virus down by following that guidance. And keep things moving as much as we possibly can.
The UK has recorded over 42,000 deaths from the virus, the highest in Europe. The number of new cases announced on Wednesday was more than 7,100. Johnson says a focus on local restrictions is necessary. The central banks of China and Indonesia have agreed to establish cooperation on local currency settlement. An official statement says the People's Bank of China and Bank Indonesia agreed to encourage the use of local currencies in the settlement of direct trade and investment. The agreement includes the use of direct quotation of exchange rates and interbank trading for yuan and rupiah. It says the cooperation will be strengthened by information sharing and periodic discussions between the Chinese and Indonesian authorities.